In Conway, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, as Bill Parker sits on his sofa in the front yard, facing his house.
Everything in it is gone. It's lost it all. All furniture, party clothes, everything.
It's the first time he's been home since floodwaters from Hurricane Florence ravaged Conway. He wipes the sweat from his face with a towel.
We got that look on our face, disappointed look.
He watches his wife, Diane, through the open front door. She's still inside, shaking her head slowly from side to side.
It's a wonder she's not crying, but...
The two have been renting a condo in Myrtle Beach for the past 2 weeks, waiting for the floodwaters to recede. This is the neighborhood the president visited just after the hurricane. Only then, the streets were relatively dry. The Waccamaw River had yet to crest at a record 22 feet. Now some 400 people still can't reach their homes, cut off by water, in some areas 6 to 7 feet deep.
Well, it was all the floodwaters from North Carolina. And when it came in, it stayed in one spot for days. And all that water has to go this way just to get out.
The Parkers are among the first to return. The streets beside them are barricaded.
And I am sick. I just totally can't believe it. We've lost everything.
Diane Parker joins her husband on the outdoor sofa.
Everything is wet. Everything is wet with that horrible, smelly water. And, I mean, all the way up the walls. And
a nearby wastewater treatment facility failed last week. Dead fish are in the driveway.
The smell is the most disgusting, awful, nauseating. How do you go through your things and throw everything away as you're about to vomit? You know, it is horrible.
There is no escaping the smell. Even outside, it's suffocating. Diane doesn't sit long. There's too much to do. At 68 and 74 years old, the couple is starting over. Diane says she can't cry.
Well, it's a shock. I think I'm still in shock mode.
Yeah, it's got a crawl space.
Bill is making calls, trying to collect flood insurance that likely won't cover the cost of repairs, and looking for a new place to buy. They can't stay here.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking.
Diane is back inside.
I even pulled the curtains up and I tied them up so that they wouldn't be on the floor.
Thick, brown water stains mark the walls in waves, some 3 feet high.
This is my living room, and the floor is hardwood, of course, and it's buckling. All the hardwood is just making little teepees.
Antiques, even elevated, can't be saved.
The water got so high that it made the stuff float, and then it would fall over and break.
Fans are on in most rooms.
Oh, good grief. It is. It's sewage. This is sewage that came up out of the drain in the shower.
Even the closet safe isn't safe.
It may be okay. Oh, no. Ooh, there's lots of water down in there.
It's overwhelming what water can do. The Parkers are grateful. They do have insurance and faith.
So we're at the mercy of I don't know who, but the Lord will see us through.
They say neighbors will help neighbors.
You want me to put those other pictures in here?
Most likely starting with their home. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.